Babe? Baby? Baby, wake up! Disney Plus just put The Princess Bride up for people to watch. This is a huge deal. You cannot be serious. How can you say that it's just an okay movie? There are so many things that make this the actual perfect movie. Yes. This is a hill I will gladly die on. Babe, I cannot believe you would say that to me. Yeah, do you not know me at all? My love for The Princess Bride is the reason why we were Wesley and Buttercup for Halloween last year. Yes, Way. Why would I kid about that? Are you saying you wouldn't have gone along with it if you had known that was my reasoning behind it? Baby! Fine. Yep. I'm gonna sit here and tell you every single reason that this is the best movie ever, and then we're gonna make breakfast and watch it here in bed. Yep, that's how I want to spend today. First, it's based on a book. That in itself rocks. Most of the movies that have some basis in a novel tend to be superior. Yes, Way. Harry Potter, The Lord of the Rings. Okay, well, it definitely makes a difference if you have a good screenwriter and director, and if the actors selected aren't just for the popularity, they can actually do the character justice. Anyway, the actual storytelling in The Princess Bride is one of the most interesting parts. Like, it comes off, you know, a love story between Wesley and Buttercup. And then it's about their adventures and the drama and all that. But the background story of the grandpa reading a book to his sick grandchild? That's the real love story. Well, because reading to kids won't ever go out of style. I mean, yeah, the kid was still grumpy to put down whatever 80s version of Minecraft was and listen to a book, but he gets super into it. That's something anyone at any age can appreciate and relate to. Okay, and then there's the fact it has practically every movie genre packed into one gorgeous package. I'm serious. Okay, well there's the obvious one, romance, right? There's the big romance between Wesley and Buttercup. And yeah, some kissing, much to that kid's horror. And then when the man in black and Indigo Montoya do their duel on that cliff, that's a classic Western face-off. It's got fantasy, you know, screaming eels, fire swamp, fairy tale elements like wizards and stuff. Then there's the political intrigue with the, you know, the kidnapping of Buttercup. Yeah, just to start a war between the two kingdoms. Yeah. Science fiction, when Wesley's in the pit of despair and the life is just being sucked out of him. That's science fiction, babe. And horror. Baby, if the rodents of unusual size aren't something out of a horror movie, I don't know what else they could be. Like, I get that they're laughable, but the concept itself is terrifying. There's a little bit of superhero masked vigilante vibe going from the man in black. You know, the secret identities, making sure damsel in distresses are protected. Yeah, comedy is sprinkled throughout. There's some more superhero moments, like the classic good versus evil vibes. There are so many iconic moments, baby. The Mawar speech. Inconceivable. My name is Indigo Montoya. This movie is so, so good. And the actors think so too. Mandy Patinkin has been quoted numerous times saying that out of every role he's ever played, this was his favorite. Babe, he's been in a lot of stuff. He's in Criminal Minds. Yeah, he plays Jason Gideon. He was in Homeland. He did the voice of Papa Smurf in those movies they did recently. Babe, and you know how Andre the Giant played Fezzik? Apparently his favorite thing about filming the movie was the fact that no one treated him any differently. He's like 7'4", I think. People must have given him such a weird time about that. Well, it's pretty tall, babe. He was like the tallest man for a while. But everyone he worked with was like, yeah, he plays Fezzik, cool. Billy Crystal also apparently made the director sick. He laughed so hard. Yeah. Yeah, he'd have to like leave set when he had to film his scenes. Crazy town, right? Babe, he plays Miracle Max. You know, the meme, have fun storming the castle. Bob, I quote that all the time. Baby, that's him. Well, it's been a few years since it was invented, but there's this thing that they call makeup. Yeah, I don't think Billy Crystal actually looks like that. I mean, he might now, but back when this was being filmed, probably not. Well, knowing what you know now. Can we watch The Princess Bride? Please. Thank you, baby. Yeah, I'll go start the coffee.